You're listening to KUNM. I'm Ty Bannerman. Amid debate over New Mexico's system of releasing felony defendants, University of New Mexico research indicates that just under 5% of Albuquerque area defendants awaiting trial commit violent crimes while free from jail. Findings from the university's Institute for Social Research's analysis of more than 10,000 felony cases in Bernalillo County also concluded that less than 1% of people on pretrial release were arrested for a first-degree felony while on pretrial release, the Albuquerque Journal reported. A senior state courts official said the research indicates that the vast majority of defendants don't commit new crimes pending trial, but the top prosecutor for Bernalillo County and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham say it is still troubling that some defendants commit crimes while free. President Joe Biden's administration has approved a permanent 25% increase in food aid over pre-pandemic levels, available to all 42 million SNAP beneficiaries across the country. The increase on October 1st coincides with the expiration of a smaller 15% boost in food aid benefits that was ordered as a pandemic protection measure. At the same time, companion emergency benefits are being renewed tenuously each month to allow the maximum food aid payment per individual or family, often doubling standard monthly benefit payments. The eventual end to those programs is likely to send shockwaves through personal and family finances in New Mexico, where more than one in four residents depends on the government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to put food on the table. This is KUNM.